Good afternoon, parents and carers. I'm really pleased to be able to offer another audio insight into the school, but again around the specifics of Ofsted, because it's with great pleasure that I can share with you our Ofsted report from when we were visited on the 26th and 27th of February. The report in its entirety is within this email, but of course I just wanted to share a few thoughts and a lot of thanks actually. So thank you to all the parents who completed the parent questionnaire, the Ofsted voice that was asked of. You know, I'm really appreciative of the students as well, the hundreds of students who completed the questionnaire, which went directly to Ofsted, because you know, they were impressed with both the uptake and the responses by parents, carers and students. As you read the report, you know, it become evident that there's a lot of positivity in the report as a whole and in the school. So I want to thank the wonderful team of staff for their hard work and commitment. And I certainly want to thank governors as well for their endless support, not just through the process of Ofsted coming into school, but as a whole around the leadership and strategic guidance for the school. Of course, I definitely want to say thank you to our children. They are who make the school. They're why we're all here, and they deserve no less than the comments that are made within the report. The report confirms that we continue to be a good school. In this inspection, we couldn't be judged anything other than good, actually. So whilst it confirms that we remain a good school as per the Section 8 Ofsted inspection, what I do want to pick up is a few key threads from the report. Do strongly encourage that you read it in detail, please, because as I say, we believe the students are entitled to the high levels that are reported on by Ofsted. So just a few points, really, main bits from this report. What is it like for pupils to attend this school? Pupils attending this school make good progress. Teachers make sure that learning is well planned, that they have thought carefully about what to teach and when. They provide high quality resources that help pupils to organise what they need to learn. Teachers check that pupils have understood what they have been taught before moving on to new content. Leaders and other staff have high expectations. They expect pupils to be polite and respectful, and pupils rise to the challenge. They are courteous and kind. Pupils are keen to do well and they work hard in class. And disruption to learning is rare. That pupils feel safe in school. They know that staff care about them. Pupils know who they can talk to if they have a problem, and they trust staff to deal with issues. That subject leaders and staff have produced a well-organised and ambitious curriculum in all subjects. They've carefully planned what pupils should learn, and they regularly review how the curriculum is working. It's taught well across subjects from year 7 to year 13. Teachers have strong subject knowledge, and they use this well to explain new concepts, choosing appropriate methods to help pupils learn. Teachers systematically check pupils' understanding, and they provide extra help when it is needed to address misconceptions. As a result, pupils remember what they have been taught and can apply their learning to new contexts. That pupils with special educational needs or disabilities achieve well in school. That leaders provide teachers with helpful guidance about how to meet pupils' individual needs, and that the curriculum is adapted in light of the guidance. Staff provide effective extra support when pupils need it. And that the school has a strong culture of care and keeping pupils safe. Pupils, parents and staff say that pupils feel safe in school, and the inspectors agree. That staff know how to spot the signs that pupils need extra help. They readily pass on their concerns to leaders, who deal with these in a timely manner, and the school provides high quality pastoral support that pupils value. So they're just a few sound bites that I wanted to pick out. What I'm really, really proud of, and I think we should all be, is how it talks about not just the learning and what is in place from the school, but how students respond to it. You know, the positive language that is used about your children, our children as a whole, is something to be really, really proud of. Okay? For anyone to describe them and say as courteous and kind, articulate, is very pleasing, and we should all be very proud. So, thank you very much. Thank you for everyone for their input and their support. Please do take time to read the Ofsted report for our school and our community. God bless.